Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from the Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up? This is Michael Rappaport, and you are now listening to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. On today's podcast, just because he didn't get convicted doesn't mean he didn't collude. The Mueller report is in, plus NBA predictions and the fans of Philadelphia. I love the fighting city of Philadelphia, but the fans who boo Santa Claus seem to be very sensitive. Plus, we have some sick Fucks of the Week, and we have producer extraordinaire, hip-hop producer extraordinaire, Static Selector. He just did a live album with Bun B from UGK, with Method Man, Fat Joe, and so on and so forth. He got a new album coming out called Trill Static. They recorded it live. Fat Joe is on it, Fame from M.O.P., and so many other people. Static Selector is in the building. All that and more on a big body, brand new I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Miles, let me get something real nice, something real proper. But most importantly, yes, you know what I need. Yeah, I need something real funky. Let's go. All right. All right. Have no fear. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. We have made it. Woo! We have made it to another Friday. Another week has passed us by. We are in the third week of April 2019. 3 weeks of April 2019 are gone. My name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. the Jake LaMotta of podcasting, a.k.a. the White Chocolatito, a.k.a. Mr. New York, a.k.a. yeah, oh yes, Mr. AKA. And what a wacky week it has been across the board. Man, oh man, oh man. I don't even know where to start. The fucking Mueller report is out. The playoffs are in full swing. A lot of hip hop going on. The NFL schedule has been put out. But let me tell you this first. I was performing next week in Bellevue, Washington. I was going to Bellevue, Washington to do four shows at the Parlor Live. Okay? The Parlor Live has been in business for 20 plus years. The Parlor Live has shut the fuck down. My shows and every other show that was scheduled to take place at the Parlor Live in Bellevue, Washington is no more, no mas. They're done. They are fucking done. I apologize. Obviously, it fucked me up. I had tickets bought myself, plane tickets. I know there was a lot of I Am Rapaport Stereo podcast fans coming to the shows. I encourage you to insist on a refund. 425-289-7000. 425-289-7000. The email is support@parlorlive.com. My shows in Bellevue, Washington are fucking canceled because the Parlor Live, after 20 plus years in business, has shut the fuck down. My apologies. I will be rescheduling. I'm looking at a club in Tacoma, which is apparently not that far from Bellevue, Washington, and Seattle also. I don't have the dates yet. It's been a pain in the ass on my end, and I hope it is not too much of a pain in the ass on your end, but those shows are canceled. I will be coming to San Francisco May 18th and May 19th. May 18th and May 19th. I will be performing two shows, Saturday, May 18th, Sunday, May 19th at Cobb's Comedy Club. There are tickets still available for both of those shows. You can get tickets at cobbscomedy.com. That's cobbscomedy.com. I will also be performing in June in San Diego, June 2nd. Okay? I will be performing in San Diego at the American Comedy Company in San Diego. Tickets are available for that show at American Comedy Co. .com, American Comedy Co. Just the CEO, AmericanComedyCo.com, June 2nd. I'm coming down to San Diego. There's more shows coming, more comedy coming. I'm doing the damn thing. It sucks about Bellevue, Washington. But like I said, I will be rescheduling. I can't wait to see who comes out to the San Francisco shows, and I can't wait to see who comes out on June 2nd to the American Comedy Company to see me rock down there in Dago. So let's get into Dick Stain, Donald Trump, and the Mueller report. As I said a couple of weeks ago, obviously we didn't get this fuck. They didn't get him on collusion. Now, as I said a few weeks ago, it doesn't necessarily mean you didn't collude, you fuck. He obviously colluded. There's enough egregious, weird, lying, guilty behavior that insinuates that the cocksucker colluded with Russia. But they didn't catch the motherfucker, okay? They didn't fucking catch him. Now, me personally, I have not read the report. I haven't listened to any podcasts about the report. I dipped and dived on the computer and looked at some of it. It's so skewed. It's so, everybody's point of view is all fucked up. I said, dust yourself off, snowflakes. It's time to move forward and get to fucking. Okay? Dick Stain Donald Trump is out here celebrating like he won something. He's posting memes of himself. We have a president that is posting memes of himself based on Game of Thrones. This is where we're at. Okay? Dust yourselves off. Now, I am insisting, I am thinking about starting some sort of a, petition to have Dick Stain Donald Trump read all 623 pages out loud, unredacted, unedited to the American people. Okay, because I don't have time. Okay, and I don't think most people have the time or the interest in reading 623 pages. We're all burnt out anyway on our phones. You think if you could scroll through Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, you really have time to read 623 pages of this crazy, convoluted, super dense shit. No, but I want you, Dick Stain Donald Trump, to read it to us, the American people, all of us. I insist. And I had a question asked to me the other day. Someone said, why do you go so hard on the president? He is the president of the United States. I don't like him, but why do you go so hard? You curse. You seem so angry with him. You insult him. And I explained it to this person. It wasn't confrontational. I said, Dick Stain Donald Trump, he calls Bernie Sanders crazy Bernie. He calls smoking Joe Biden sleepy Joe Biden. He comes up with nicknames for this one, nicknames for that one. He insults this one. He insults that one. So in my opinion, me insulting him, me coming up with nicknames for him, creative as I am, Dick Stain Donald Trump, Amon Dick Donnie, draft dodging Dick Stain, Amon Dick Donald Trump. That's all three names put together. Rolls off the tongue eloquently. Me doing that, me talking shit right back to him, I am following his lead in a way. Me, the Gringo Mandingo, I am acting, yes, presidential myself. Okay? He says he's a great leader. I am following his lead. You want to insult everybody that doesn't believe and follow along with what you say, Dick Stain Donald Trump? Well, I will do the same thing. I will follow your lead. Rest assured, when this guy leaves one way or another at some point in time, and I don't believe it'll be for another five years, whatever it is, I can't see him losing. I really can't see him losing. You probably won't hear me talk politics ever again. It's on record. I'm not a political guy. I don't like this fat, dumpy, Diet Coke drinking motherfucker. He's a bad example of what a president should be. He's the lowest common denominator. So to answer your question, why do you go so hard on the president of the United States? I'm following his lead. It's the Trump way. I give it to him just how he likes to give it out himself. Can he take it? Can he fucking take it? See, that's the thing. Bernie Sanders, he won't get rattled by the lying and the shit-talking. Joe Biden will get a little dirty. Buttigieg, is that his name? This guy from Gary, Indiana, who I like him. Guy speaks 9 languages. He was in the military. He's openly gay. He's from Indiana, and he's openly gay. You know he's been through a lot of shit. He's not going to win. He's not going to win. He's not going to get dirty enough. He can take Donald Trump down with his bare hands. This guy was in the military. He's gay, from Gary, Indiana. You know he's been fist fighting his entire life. But you're not going to be able to fist fight Dick Stain Donald Trump. You got to get in the dirt with this fucking guy. There is no, when they go low, we go higher. I've said it once. I've said it a million times. My final opinion about this Mueller report is I'm not reading this entire fucking thing. I'm not spending my whole weekend reading this fucking thing. Okay? I might listen to a podcast where it's broken down beat by beat. But as of now, I can't do it. Doesn't mean he didn't collude. Doesn't mean he didn't cheat. Just means he didn't get caught. Period. End of sentence. I believe as of now, this seems to be changing often, but as of now, okay, and it's going back and forth, a judge has now once again blocked, saying it can't come out. A Florida judge has blocked the naked rub and tug videos of Patriots owner Robert Kraft, and I say good. I want to tell you, there are tons of sick fucks out there, and I'm just talking about the men. I'm talking about the football fans. I'm talking about the Patriot haters out there that I read, I saw online, guys, other guys, saying they wanted to see this tape. They couldn't wait. They were excited. They were going to laugh. They were going to do this, that, and the other. You say you were going to laugh. I say you were going to jerk off. What kind of sick fuck wants to watch some old piece of shit like Robert Kraft get a hand job, maybe a couple of fingers up his ass? I have no interest in seeing that. I can't stand the Patriots. Okay? By association, I can't stand Robert Kraft. I know he does a lot of good things. He donates a lot of money. I know he fucks with Trump, but he's a huge philanthropist. Okay? And he does a lot of good with all his fortune. I don't want to see him skeeting off. Okay? In a day spa. That's not my thing. And I'm hearing Philadelphia Eagles fans. I'm hearing Pittsburgh Steelers fans. I'm hearing Indiana Colts fans. I've even heard some of my own New York Giants fans booing this judge who is blocking this rub and tug tape from being released. What the fuck is wrong with you, Duke? Why do you want to see this old piece of shit in the day spa? We know what he was doing in the day spa. He was doing the exact same thing you and I have also done in similar day spas. Shout out to all the day spas. Okay? Yeah, it was funny. You want to shut down all the day spas? You want these places to go extinct? I don't think so. Yes, he fucked up. Yes, he's the Patriots owner. Yes, the Patriots always win. This is a huge loss. Yes, yes, yes. I don't want to see that tape. If that tape is released, I'm not watching it. Why you want to watch that shit, Duke? They just won the Super Bowl. It doesn't take back the fact that they just won the Super Bowl and they've won 11 other Super Bowls in the last 10 years. Ask yourself, why do you want that tape released? I don't want the fucking tape released. I don't want the Orchard Day Spas of the United States to be shut down. You do the math. You do the math, okay? How do you know, Indianapolis Colts fans? How do you know, Baltimore Ravens fans, that you haven't been recorded in the Orchard of Asia Day Spa in your local neighborhood? I go into my day spa right here on Wilshire, and I get a back massage, okay? But let's just say this. I've had some other things done in day spas in my life. And I'm sure you listeners of the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast have also. I'm sure you Baltimore Ravens fans, you Pittsburgh Steelers fans, you Chicago Bears fans, you Cleveland Browns fans, you've all went in there. Maybe you get a manicure, maybe you get a pedicure, maybe you get a back massage, maybe you get a little more. You do the math. I Am Rappaport podcast. I never thought that hip-hop would take it this far, to quote the late, great Christopher Wallace, a.k.a. the Notorious B.I.G., a.k.a. Biggie Smalls. Congratulations to Cypress Hill. The great Cypress Hill, the iconic, the one-of-a-kind Cypress Hill, got their star on the Walk of Fame. So well-deserved. This group needs no introduction. They don't need me explaining what they've done, their influence, their impact. But I was excited to find out about it. Unfortunately, I was working today. I was actually invited to speak at the star ceremony. Shout out to my guy, B-Real. Shout out to Muggs. Shout out to Bobo. Shout out to Sendog. Shout out to the entire Cypress Hill. Congratulations. What a big fucking accomplishment. And again, it's one of those, I never thought that hip hop would take it this far moments. They will be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame next. They continue to do the damn thing. I love their record from last year, 2018, Elephants on Acid. It's just what it sounds like. There's smackers on it, and it sounds like there's some Elephants on Acid in that record. If you didn't hear the Be Real I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, you should download it. It's excellent. He breaks down, you know, some of the highs of working with Cypress Hill over the years, breaks down some of their best songs, only the way he can. And I'm really proud of that I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast with B-Real. But congratulations to the whole crew, to all of Cypress Hill. They went from teaching the world how to just kill a man to getting a fucking star on the Walk of Fame. Big, big deal for hip-hop. Another big deal for hip-hop. Dave East, rapper, big fan of his, New York rapper, New York MC, shit talker. He did something that I was going to do, and I said, thank God he did it instead of me, because every time I do it, people get all bent out of shape, okay? I was going to do it. I was going to do it on video. I was going to do it on the last, I think it was two podcasts ago. I was gonna talk shit about this song that's like some sort of craze. It was put on the country music charts, and then it turned to some racial thing because they said it's not country enough. This is all by some publicist, some music person sought this out good. A rapper by the name of Lil Nas X. I don't know much about this guy. See, I wasn't gonna. The reason why I didn't say it is because I've said so much. I've shitted on so many different rappers. You know, you can only shit so much. But a rapper by the name of Lil Nas X, which I don't get that name. Is your actual name Nas? And if it is, is there any homage to Nas Escobar in your music? Do you have any reference to him? Or are you just biting the name of Nas Escobar, the great Nas? I don't know. That's why I didn't speak on it. But this song was put on the country charts, and then it turned into some like, oh, fuck country music and blah, 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 blah. And then Miley Cyrus's dad, what's his name? I don't know what his name is. Whatever the fuck his name is. He came on the song, and then the song has been a big hit. And the song by Lil Nas X, Old Town Road, is like some sort of corny country rap song. And Dave East, who I think is from East Harlem, he came out and said exactly what I wanted to say. Miles Jordan, play my man Dave East saying exactly, almost in the same wording that I would have used. He calls Old Town Road whack. Miles Jordan, play the clip from Dave East.
Old Town Road shit is fucking whack. I don't know what the fuck is going on with hip hop, with rap, but I ain't no hater, man. Shit is whack with a cape on it. It's super whack.
Dave East, I agree. I totally fucking agree. No questions asked. He said it's whack, it's super whack, and so on and so forth. I couldn't have said it better myself. And I just don't get, like, almost. By saying your name is Lil Nas X, it's almost like saying your name is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar X, or that it's John McEnroe X, or that it's, I don't know, fucking, I don't know, well, let me see, Mike Tyson X. That's who Nas is. He's one of the greatest, if not the greatest rapper of all time, and you come out as Lil Nas X, and you put out this whack-ass song, Old Town Road. That shit is trash. All right, NBA. So, yes, the Los Angeles Clippers won a game in Golden State versus the Golden State Warriors. Yes, they came back from 31 points. Yes, I love Patrick Beverley. He will always have a place in my heart. If it is raining, if there is a storm outside and I see Patrick Beverley on the side of the road, I will stop every single time I see him. I respect him. I love him. He's dirty. He's tenacious. He calls himself a defensive disruptor. I love him. But all this mishigash, all this nonsense, all this over-exaggerated drama saying that somehow, some way, he's slowing Kevin Durant down. It all stopped in Game 3. KD, the best player in the NBA, a scoring machine, an old-school scoring machine. He makes it look too easy. He went for a cool, breezy 38 points. None of it will be on any high Light Films. None of it will be on Instagram. None of it will be on Ball Is Life because he makes it look too easy. There's no dunks. There's no killer crossovers. It's just bucket after bucket after bucket after cash money wet bucket. Now, I know a lot of people have bugs up their asses for Kevin Durant because leaving OKC and the way he did it. But let me remind you, when he played for OKC, he was maybe the second option at times. Sometimes he was one, sometimes he was 1A, but it was always Russell Westbrook. On this team, they play a beautiful system of basketball. When they really, truly need baskets in the biggest of the big games, Kevin Durant has never failed. I was thinking, imagine him on the Knicks next year. Imagine him on a team where the coach says, yo, go nuts. In all his years in the NBA, we've yet to see Kevin Durant have the ball in his hand to just unleash and go crazy. In Oklahoma City, he couldn't do that because Russell controlled the ball. In Golden State, he doesn't need to do that because they play a beautiful system of Golden State Warrior basketball. But imagine if he went to the Brooklyn Nets or the Los Angeles Clippers next year and the coach said, yo, do you, Duke? Just because he left OKC, do not let it cloud the gorgeousness of Kevin Durant's offensive weaponry. Is that a word? I don't know. But the Golden State Warriors are now up 2-1. KD went for a cool 38. He barely played in the fourth quarter. He doesn't force shots. He never gets into one-on-one battles. He never goes on like crazy cold streaks and just keeps shooting and shooting and shooting. As much as I love the Clippers, as much as I love their president of basketball operations, Lawrence Frank, and Doc Rivers, and Patrick Beverley, and that young talent, and Montrezl Harrell, they're done. The series is over. They gave them that game. They came back because they went to sleep, and now they are cooking with Bogut and my guy Looney. They are cooking. They are cooking, and they're going to continue to cook through this series. Okay, the series that I predicted, I said, watch out. Watch the fuck out. The Denver Nuggets are playing the San Antonio Spurs. It's now 2-1 San Antonio. Denver is lucky it's not 3-0 San Antonio. There's guys on the San Antonio Spurs that no one has ever heard of, let alone pay attention to. Even DeMar DeRozan, the star, he's the quote-unquote star of the team. No one talked about him this season. He just gets buckets. He's passing the ball beautifully. And they have a rookie guard who Greg Popovich said, I didn't even know he existed on the planet when they drafted him. This guy named Derek White. He scored 36 or 38 points. He scored 32 the night before. No one knows him. His game is plain Jane, just like his name, Derek White. What kind of a generic name is that? But he's nasty. The Spurs are a problem. No one wants to play them because they're so well coached and they play such a great system and they figure out ways to fuck with the other team. Denver is lucky they are not down 3-0. And then finally, the Brooklyn Nets. Sensitive ass Joel Embiid elbowed my man Jared Allen the other night. He laughed. He thought it was funny. Ben Simmons laughed. He thought it was funny. Ben Simmons, the guy who can't shoot a jump shot. Ben Simmons, the guy who hasn't won anything. He didn't win in college. He hasn't won anything in the NBA. The only thing that he has won is a Kardashian. That is no prize. Do you know how many players in the NBA have won Kardashians / Jenners? So many. That is nothing to be proud of. Your first two games are nothing to be proud of. They lost game 3 in Brooklyn. The Brooklyn Nets lost. I was on Undisputed talking a lot of shit. Listen, I am on record. I love the fighting city of Philadelphia. Everything from Bobby Clark to Rocky to Adrian to Paulie to Julius Erving to World Be Free to the sound of Philadelphia to Earl Monroe, who's from Philadelphia. I love Philadelphia. But you guys, you fans in Philadelphia, You threw snowballs at Santa Claus. You booed your own team in the first quarter of game one. And now you're mad at me. You won game three. Big fucking deal. The series ain't over, Duke. Yo, Philly, the series is not over. The Broad Street Bullies, the Roots, I love it all. Will Smith, the Fresh Prince, I love it all. Jazzy Jeff, I love so many things about Philadelphia, but you dish it out, but can you take it? Now I'm the bad guy. Now I am public enemy number one because I want my Brooklyn Nets to win. I don't do a church and state. I want the Brooklyn Nets to win. Brooklyn is a team. It's a new team. They're in Brooklyn, the borough of Brooklyn. If you know anything about New York City, you know how crazy it is that there's a basketball team in Brooklyn. Do you know where they play used to be? A fucking, that whole area was nothing just 20 years ago. It's changed. I'm so, you know, the term no blood, no foul, that was created in Brooklyn, not in the Bronx. Not in Manhattan at the West 4th Street, not at Rucker. That was created in Brooklyn. It's an international term in basketball. No blood, no foul. Brooklyn has given so much to the game of basketball, from Bernard King to World Be Free to Dwayne the Pearl Washington to Larry Brown. So many basketball players to Steph Marbury to Lance Stephenson. So many basketball players, Chris Mullin, have come from Brooklyn. I'm never going to root against a basketball team from Brooklyn. I want them to kick the shit out of Philadelphia 76ers. Joel Embiid, you talk all that smack. And then when your own fans boo you, you look like you were in tears. And then you want to elbow my guy, Jared Allen. And you think I'm not going to say anything? Not on my watch. No, you fuck you. You're 7'3". You're crying about being booed. Not on my watch. Not on my watch, Ben Simmons. If I was playing against him, I'd be like, yo, shoot the ball. Every time he came up the court, I'd be like, yo, shoot. Shoot. Just shoot the fucking ball. I mean, can you shoot? And the Brooklyn crowd, the Brooklyn faithful at Barclays, this series is not over. Every time Ben Simmons gets the ball, you should be cheering, Kendall, Kendall. Don't only do it for Brooklyn basketball, do it for the late, great Biggie Smalls, for Big Daddy Kane, for Jay-Z, for Black Moon, for Master Ace, for every single great Brooklyn MC. Who's afraid to be a Crooklyn Dodger? What happened to rerunning Roger? The series isn't over. The NBA has and always will be fantastic. I love the NBA playoffs so far. It ain't over until the fat lady sings. I am Rappaport Podcast. So the NFL schedules have come out. The NFL schedules have come out for the 2019 season. Yo, it's April. Come May, we start doing soft workouts. Come June, we start mentally preparing. July, we're in fantasy football preseason. That's real. And then August, we lock and load, mock draft, duress mock draft, so forth, so on. It's too early to talk mock draft, duress mock draft so far. But if you want to just get a sense of the NFL schedule, based on the schedule, based on the fact that the New England Patriots traded Chris Hogan, based on the fact that the New England Patriots just picked up Demaryius Thomas, who's well, way past his prime. I will say this, just today, in the third week of April, the New England Patriots are plus 600 to win the Super Bowl, with the Kansas City Chiefs also being plus 600. The other favorites are the Saints at plus 1,000 and the Bears plus 1,000, with the Browns and the Packers also a plus 1,200, including the Rams in that. But if you're a Patriot hater like me, and I am a New England Patriot hater, and if Julian Edelman, I know you're listening somewhere, Rabbi Julian Edelman, MVP, and I have to come to a game this year. in New England and watch the rabbi play up close and in personal. And I'm going to tell you something now, Rabbi Edelman, MVP. I need on-field passes for the whole game. I'm not fucking around with the stands. I'm not getting jumped in there, okay? I'm not sitting in no suite. I need, like, a Julian Edelman uniform, and I need them laminates. I need, like, all sorts of laminates if I come to the game in New England. I'm not fucking around with any of that shit. I don't want to be out there with the Southies and this one and the fucking... They know how I feel about the team. I'm in the open. Now I'll come see you and support you, Edelman, but I'm not saying I'm going to cheer for the New England Patriots as a whole. But if I do come to a game this year, I need all the laminates. Every single kind. Ball boy laminates, coaching laminates, friend of a friend, friend of the MVP. I need that MVP laminate. You feel me? I know you're listening, Rabbi Edelman, but... The New England Patriots and the Kansas City Chiefs right now are the favorites to win the Super Bowl. Can you imagine if they fucking did it again? The Steelers are in the middle. The Broncos. Listen, I'm not going to break down the entire league. I gave you the top teams. It's the Colts, Rams, Packers, Browns, Bears, Saints, Chiefs, and then the Patriots. So many different things will happen. There'll be free agents. There'll be trades. Unfortunately, there'll be injuries. There'll be draft picks. There'll be highs. There'll be lows. There'll be fantasy football mock drafts, fantasy football duress mock drafts. NFL football doesn't start until September, but it came out now, and it's going to happen quick. And you know how we get down at the I Am Rapaport Stereo podcast when it comes to all things football and fantasy football. It's a great, great, great time of the year. I Am Rappaport Podcast. So the move to Luminary is real. The 150 t-shirts that we are giving away to the first 150 is real. I talked about this on the last I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. We are moving to Luminary. April 23rd, it is for free. April 23rd, the first year is $6.99. Conan O'Brien, Trevor Noah, Omari Hardwick, so many murder pod and chill podcasts, so many murder podcasts, crime podcasts, which I love. The Luminary app is available for free download on Tuesday, April 23rd. That includes all Apple and Android phones and computers and tablets. The Luminary app is available April 23rd. Anyone outside of the U.S. can sign up then. Okay, I got a lot of texts and DMs from people in Australia, a couple of people in London. If you're inside the United States, make sure to sign up on or before April 22nd, any time before midnight, to get the early bird special of 3 months free. Okay, sign up before April 22nd to get the 3 months free. The app is dope. The move is going to be dope. I will not fuck the fans ever. I love doing the podcast. We take so much pride in doing this podcast. The Luminary link is luminary.link/Rappaport. That's Luminary, luminary.link/Rappaport. Now it's time for so many sick fucks. So little time. I'll say it again. So many sick fucks. But so little time. I have been inundated from across the world. Of course, the sick fuck of the week, Whisperer Mike Schaefer, came in big this week with some beautiful sick fucks. I've gotten some requests from some people I've never heard from. We try to keep track of all of the requests for sick fucks of the week. Of course, OG Paul Wall sent in some, and some newcomers sent in some. Keep sending in all requests for sick fucks of the week. Miles Jordan, please play the sick fuck of the week theme song. This is an award that is earned, not given. Earned, not given. It's called the sick fuck of the week.
Sick.
She's really fucking sick, man. She's fucking whack.
Why? Make him stop.
You smell like a sick fuck.
You look like a sick
that
fuck.
That ain't supposed to be on a plane, you sick
what you,
fuck,
what,
you.
What are you doing? Hey, man, leave that chicken alone. Leave the chicken alone. Well, what are you doing to the chicken? That doesn't belong in a chicken.
All right, the sounds you're hearing is the sick fuck of the week theme song. That is the sick fuck of the week theme song. The sick fuck of the week is an award-winning segment. It goes out to a certain someone with a certain, what do the French say? Oh yeah, a je ne sais quoi. This is a good one. I have to give credit where credit is due. This is the sick fuck of the week whisperer. The guy goes deep. My guy, Mike Schaefer, goes deep. Is Florida in the house? Without a doubt, in Panama City, Florida, police officers, an international house of pancakes, employees in the Florida city of Panama City worked together to take care of three children, not one, not two, but three children who were passed out in their vehicle, whose parents were passed out in their vehicle. The parents of three small children were out like fucking, like a sack of potatoes. IHOP employees noticed a toddler with no clothes wandering around their parking lot. They also noticed a van in the parking lot with two adults, two sick fucks, passed out on the inside. Employees were reportedly shocked and unable to wake up the adults. The parents, Jordan Freeman, who's a woman, and Randy McMillan of Ohio, were, of course, what do you think, under the influence of drugs. Officers could see the drugs inside the van and so forth and so on. The kids have been rescued. The kids have been obviously taken away from these sick fucking parents. And the kids are fine. The kids are safe. And as of this I Am Rapaport Stereo podcast, fortunately, and I don't make light of anything with kids, the kids were photographed with their clothes back on. Thank God. Lock these sick fucks up. See, this is terrible. You got sick fucking parents who are whacked out of their tree on drugs. The kids probably love their parents, even though they're sick fucks. They don't know any better. Do you take the kids away from the sick fucking parents? I don't know. I hope you guys are watching this Hulu show that me and the young shooter talked about the other day, The Act. Man, that show really, talk about sick fucks. Talk about, like, I mean, the documentary, Mommy Dead and Dearest, was crazy. And then they do the show with Patricia Arquette, Chloe Sevigny, and this young actress who's playing Gypsy Rose. I can't remember her name right now. She's great. But I have to suggest, again, watch The Act if you have Hulu, because it's way out there. But you should definitely watch the documentary. It's on YouTube. It's on HBO. It's called Mommy, Dead, and Dearest. It really encompasses all things about a sick fuck. Moving on. A crowd, a stand-up comedy crowd of a bunch of sick fucks in London, you sick fucks. I heard of this guy. I've never seen him perform. He's a old-school veteran British stand-up comedian, Ian Cognito. That's his name, Ian Cognito. Last week, he was performing in a small club in England. He dropped dead on stage. He dropped dead on stage. Nobody in the club did anything for about 5 minutes. The audience thought it was part of his act and they continued to laugh. Then they realized, no, this guy isn't playing around. He is in bad shape. The poor guy died while he was doing stand-up comedy. If a comedian faints, if a comedian drops on stage and they don't get up within 30 seconds, it ain't a bit. It ain't a bit. Call for help, okay? These sick fucking people sat there for 5 minutes before anybody really thought something bad was going on. That is not commitment. That is called a comedian dying on stage. Scary shit. A California mom who had sex with both, not one, but two, she had sex with both of her teenage daughter's boyfriends. after giving them alcohol and cigars will avoid a jail term. 41-year-old Coral Light seduced both boys age 14 and 15 in the fall of 2017. She had sex with both. Yo, this lady, talk about a motherfucker. I mean, this is truly a motherfucker. She was initially charged with 21 felony sex counts. She was going to go to jail. Somehow, some way, this woman didn't go to jail. How do you look your mother in the face knowing that she fucked your boyfriend and your sister's boyfriend who were 14 and 15 years old? And this woman is not a bad-looking woman. I mean, she's not, Charlize Theron in her prime, but she's kind of like a okay-looking woman. It's one thing to do it to one of your daughters, but to do it to both of your daughters, both of your kids, that's just not normal. That's just not right. That is the essence of all things sick fuck. Moving on. Back to Florida. In Fisher Field, Florida, at a Little League baseball stadium, for some reason, it's got to be the bath salts. People only do this if they are on bath salts, acid, I don't know, those woos. At 4 a.m. in the morning, a guy broke in, climbed the fence of a Little League baseball field, took off all his clothes. The only thing he was wearing was a baseball cap. He broke into the concession stand, took food out, took cash out, caused $5,000 in damage. He did it all while he was butt-ass naked. Luckily, this happened at 4 a.m., so none of the kids had to be subjected to seeing this sick fuck stealing hot dogs, stealing popcorn, and running around the field butt-ass naked. Lock them up. I told you, so many sick fucks, so little time. I mean, I have them for days here. I literally have so many that I don't know. I definitely won't be able to get to all of them. I don't want to make anybody sick having to listen to this. This happened in Kentucky. Shout out to my man, Rex Chapman. If you don't follow my man, Rex Chapman, on Twitter, he's a great follow. He has a series called Block or Charge. He's a friend of the Iron Rapport Stereo podcast. He is the original flying unicorn of Kentucky. A school teacher, 32-year-old school teacher named Brooke Ellen, who does not look like your conventional sick fuck of the week, was arrested this week after she admitted to authorities that she drank not one, not two, not three, but four vodka shots around 11 a.m. while she was teaching at Royal Spring Middle School in Georgetown, Kentucky. Imagine, she's teaching 11 to 13-year-olds. She had four shots of vodka at 11 a.m. We need to send this woman to a rehab. This is a sick fuck. Stay away from my kid, lady. And of course, we have to fire you. Congratulations, Miss Ellen West. I don't know if they probably call her Miss West. You just made it to the Iron Rapport Sick Fuck of the Week list. Congratulations. This happened this week in money-making Manhattan at a Midtown hotel. A 60-year-old John, that is a guy who hired a prostitute, not a guy like Robert Kraft who went to the rub and tug to do his business in private. This guy hired a prostitute. These things should not happen. And the prostitute and the gentleman, they did what they did. Then the 60-year-old man fell asleep. And then the prostitute, who's obviously, listen, don't get it twisted. Some of these women are gorgeous. I've seen some prostitutes. They look like they should be in Victoria's Secret catalogs. But they're not. They're prostitutes. This woman, who allegedly has a tattoo that says truth on her neck, she took advantage of this trick, the 60-year-old trick, and stole his money, his cell phone, and $2,000 in cash, including she also stole his Rolex watch. Be careful, guys out there, fucking with these prostitutes. these hoes ain't loyal. I'll say it again. These hoes ain't loyal. They are pros. This guy got caught at the Maxwell Hotel on 50th and Lexington. I know it well. I've never stayed there, but I drive past it all the time. Watch out. Watch out. This is why you're better off going to the Rub and Tug. Be careful out there, guys. Be careful. In New York City, former NYPD detective. Now, that doesn't always mean men. This is a woman. This is a former New York City Police Department detective. Has been arrested again and accused of stalking her ex-lover. These are two women. Okay, women get wacky just like men get wacky. Okay, not only was she stalking her ex-lover, but she filled up a jar of urine, obviously probably her own urine, and poured it on her ex-lover's door. You sick fuck you. Former police officer Lori Campbell has been arrested and so forth and so on. There's been orders of protections and so forth and so on. She's not checking for you. She's moved on. Now you need to move on before you wind up in Rikers Island. Don't embarrass yourself. Don't embarrass the New York Police Department any further. Get a hold of yourself. So many sick fucks, so little time. Two former California deputies have been accused of ordering inmates to fling feces and urine crappuccinos. That's what they called them. They ordered inmates in prison to basically get into food fights with bottles containing shit and urine. How wacky, how nuts do you have to be? Justin Lind of Tracy, California, and Eric McDormand of Concord, California, were taken by a judge this week to stand trial for incidents that have said to take place under their watch at the Santa Rita Jail. If they did this, they probably did worse. If they did this, they probably did more. Yo, if you see these two guys, yo, you guys better get down with that Aryan Nation because you're going to have problems in prison. I mean, yo, that's disgusting, man. They called them crappuccinos. They would make them fight and throw shit and piss cocktails at each other. I've had enough. That's so many sick fucks. So little time. You can only endure so many in one I Am Rapaport Stereo podcast episode. All right. Static Selecta on the I Am Rapaport Stereo podcast. Listen, we don't see eye to eye, so we're gonna stay off sports. You're from Boston. I don't hold that against you. I never have. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm not. We'll just stay off that. We'll stay off that, and we'll keep things positive, because I'm very excited about this project. I mean, you've done so much stuff, and for some of the fans who, my fans who have heard your music but don't know your name. I mean, this dude has worked with you. When you could say worked with almost everybody, he's literally worked with almost everybody. Everybody from Prodigy to Action Bronson to Sean Price to. I mean,
it's crazy, man, because last night I wiped two people off my bucket list last night.
Who was
it? You know, there was a short list of people I haven't worked with, and last night I got to work with Fat Joe and Method Man, who I've known for years and years and never got to do a song with them. Last night we knocked them out live, and the people got to see it. Like, it's real special. But like you were saying, man, I work with, you know, Eminem, Nas, so many people. There's a lot of people on the list.
Tons of people. So I mean, I can't do the life and times of Static Selecta. I want to say that for another podcast, just all the stuff. But tell me about the Trill Static project, what it was and how it was recorded. And you know, you're still wet. You're still fresh. It hasn't even come out yet. It drops April 20th, 420. The name of the record is Trill Static. I'm personally so excited about it. So can you break down how it came about, and you recorded it live? Why did you do it? What happened? And what is your takeaway? Like, it's not even 24 hours since you started rocking.
Yeah, man. Basically, back in 2011, I had this idea. I was like, you should do a whole album or EP live on Ustream. So I ended up doing one with Freeway and one with Freddie Gibbs, and they were both huge successes. But, you know, like I said, it was 2011, so the technology was different. You know, it was just, it was more of an experiment. This time, you know, fast forward 8 years, I'm signed to Roc Nation, and we got a good team, and my show-off team got put together. So basically, Bun called me, and he was like, I'm coming to New York, and I want you to do 3 records for my album. And I was like, Doug, come on, man, anything you ever need. Me and Bun have done so much. I was like, anything you ever need, I got you. And I sat there and thought about it for 2 minutes when he got off the call, and I was like, why haven't me and Bun done an album? So I was like, you know what? I called him back. I was like, bro, let's do a live album. I'll get title involved. I'll get, you know, my whole team's been waiting for something like this to do. And he was like, okay. He was just like, it was that easy. And, you know, less than a month later, we made it happen, man. We invited a lot of guests. And then when something like the Fat Joe thing happens, we didn't even invite him. Fat Joe was watching live and was like, nah, like, I want to be part of this. And came through and killed it. And he picked one of the grimiest beats on the album too. And like, it just shows you, like, some of these guys are just so hip hop, man. And Fat Joe obviously is a different kind of guy, man. He just really, he loves the shit so much.
So it's a Bun B and Static Selector record. And you guys named the record Trill Static, right?
Yeah, man.
All right. So who else came through, and how do you record a record live? Like, how do you do that shit? Because I don't understand how rappers, like, I've tried to rap in my life. I can't get out of line one. I don't understand how you guys do that, how you could create so fast. How long did the whole thing take?
I would say 11 hours, but it's crazy because when we first started, the first song was like maybe the slowest because the two dudes on the song were still writing their verse. And Bun wanted to start with like some Houston homies that flew up Propane and Killer Kyle Young. They both flew up just for that. So Bun had them set it off. Even though it's not the first song on the album, he just wanted, you know, he wanted to make sure he put on for Houston. So like that took a little while, and I was like, well, yo, not every song can take this long. Like if we're gonna meet our quota, we were trying to do 10 joints, you know? They did their thing, and then Bun, yo, this guy was writing. For every rapper that came through, Bun was writing a different song while they were recording a song without even hearing the beats. He was writing the other beats that were in his head. So at one point, he had 8 verses that he had just wrote ready to rock. So soon as a guest was done, he would just go in and lay the 8 verses in a row. Like, I'm talking about like 4 minutes.
And who else was like, I mean, you've worked with so many people, and I know you're coming to L.A., I want to do a Static Selector Alchemist podcast, which would be fucking dope in person. Yeah. But like last night, specifically on the Trill Static, like what was Method Man's process?
Yo, want to hear something funny, man? Method Man showed up a day early. He showed up on Tuesday night, and he was like, "Oh, I'm here for the thing." And he was like, "Oh, it's tomorrow." He came a day early. So when that happened, in the back of my head, I was like, oh, that's funny, but I hope he really comes tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
He was on point. He spit me the verse like on Tuesday. He's like, yo, I've been writing to it. And he spit me into the first 4 bars. And I was like, oh, man, he sets it up on some Primo and Guru. It's crazy, man. Like, Method Man is so, like, he's another guy. Like, I was talking about Fat Joe. Method Man's another guy that he doesn't have to be this hip-hop, bro. The dude's a superstar. He does TV shows every day. The guy's really like a busy dude, and he just makes time for this because he loves it so much.
And who came through? Conway came through. Conway the Machine, who I just had.
No, Westside Gunn.
Westside Gunn came through. So what do you think of that whole clique with Conway, Westside Gunn, and Benny the Butcher? Like,
yeah, I was the first one working with them. Like when they first put out music when I heard it, I had them come to Shade 45. They had never been on there. I had them on. Then, you know, we went to the studio and knocked out joints, and now look, they're signed to Shady Records and doing cyphers with Eminem and all that. It's crazy. But I've been watching that the whole time, and it's so homegrown. Like, they do so much on their own and in their team, and they kill it.
And so, all right, so who's on the record, and when is it going to drop? And I'm going to keep it short with you because I want to do a full face-to-face with you and Alchemist. Cool. So when is the record dropping? Tell me the name of it, and who is wound up being on the record?
It comes out at midnight Friday night, which, you know, 4:20 when the clock hits 12. Exclusively on Tidal, but it will be everywhere 1 week later. So basically Tidal has it for a week. It features Method Man, Smoke Dizza, Fat Joe, Meech from Flapper Zombies, CJ Fly, Grass, Terminology, Westside Gunn, Talib Kweli, Big Crit.
Shit. Fame from M.O.P.
Uncle Murder. Fame from M.O.P., Uncle Murder, YST, I think I'm still fans. My man Holly Supreme's on three joints. He's a real dope talent. He's a singer, but he does all kinds of different styles.
And will the video of you guys making the record, will it live anywhere else besides Tidal?
Well, right now, I think it's unlisted on YouTube right now because we're doing an edit, basically cutting down. We're cutting out like the filler area where someone was like, you know, say someone was taking too long to write a verse.
Right.
Which didn't really happen that much because my man D-Story was hosting. So he would go and like interview the artist in the other room. So basically we're going to put out like a version that's like an hour and a half long, maybe 2 hours. I don't know if an hour and a half is even capable because there's so much stuff. It'll be 2 or 3 hours and it will be like all the highlights and the stuff, you know, nobody wants to miss.
All right. Listen, I can't wait to hear the record. I heard little snippets. I can't wait to hear the record. Trill Static. And then I'm going to hold you to it. Make sure you hit me when you get to LA. I want to fucking do.
Bro, 1,000,000%. We're getting up this week, bro. I'm landing Sunday night. And I'm ready to work out there. Me and Alchemist going to cook up.
And hopefully your Celtics won't be eliminated from the NBA playoffs by then. I'm not going to get into it, though. I'm not going to get into that shit right now.
We're 2-0.
I'm just saying anything could happen. I'm just saying. By the time you get to LA, things could change.
You're right, but. I know one thing, and never sleep on Boston because sports. Come on, man.
All right, yo, Trill Static's dropping 4/20. I can't wait to hear it. Static Selector, my fucking man. I'll see you in LA face to face. We do the full Static.
Mike, you're appreciated, man. I know you deal with a lot of drama online and all that, but hip hop really fucks with you, bro. You've always been a great you know, you like the poster. White guy for hip hop heads, and you always hold it down, man. I love it.
I'll talk to you soon, my man.
My man, peace, bro.
All right, I want to thank my man Static Selector. Hopefully, we're gonna get this podcast done with Static and the Alchemist in Los Angeles. You know where to find me. It's the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Miles Jordan, take me out of here with something real nice. Yes, something real proper. Okay, but most importantly, yes. Yes, yes. I need something real funky. Let's go.